You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Protesters gathered again last night at the University of Utah, but this time police didn't force anyone to leave.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is following the story for us this morning.
The university commended the roughly 200 people that protested at President's Circle for doing so peacefully and saying they were, quote, expressed with dignity and conducted in a lawful manner. Now, one person was arrested in connection to the first night of protests for alleged trespassing, disorderly conduct, and failure to disperse, and once that person was taken to jail, that's where everyone went. That's from the Mejida U of U's Instagram page. The group has not posted anything about whether or not they'll protest again today. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We're expecting to hear from at least three more witnesses during when the trial of Chad Daybell resumes sometime today.
The trial was off on Tuesday as Boise remembered a sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty. But today, prosecutors are back. They've said they have two lay witnesses and an expert lined up to testify. Before taking the break, the jury heard from two relatives of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late first wife, who died in October of 2019. Her body was exhumed for an autopsy, and we learned the results of that during his second wife, Lori Vallow's trial last year, death by asphyxiation. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody after police say one of them flashed a handgun near campus. Officers were called after a person reported the teens making gang signs at passing cars. This is the fourth firearm recovered by police near Roy High School in less than 3 weeks. The Weber School District says none of the cases are related and none of them involved threats at the school.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Democrats say they're willing to back Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson if Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tries to kick him out of leadership.
Democrats came out and they said that they would save the Republican Speaker of the House. This is a striking move. Typically, you have Democrats support a Democratic Speaker of the House. You have Republicans support a Republican Speaker of the House. But all of a sudden, you had Democrats banding together with the majority of Republicans saying that they do not want to send the House into chaos again.
ABC's Rachel Scott says only a small handful of Republicans have said they want Johnson removed.
Former President Donald Trump is outlining his plans on immigration if he returns to the White House. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Speaking to Time magazine, the former president outlined his plans to deport millions of migrants illegally in the U.S.
This is country changing, it's country threatening, and it's country wrecking. They have wrecked our country.
The former president saying people need to be deported and saying he'd use the National Guard and local law enforcement to carry out the deportation, saying if they weren't able to, then I'd use the military. When asked about a law prohibiting the use of military force on civilians, Trump replied, well, these aren't civilians. These are people that aren't legally in our country.
The former president also talked about abortion, saying the state should be making their own rules.
A debate broke out between Utah Congressman Blake Moore and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over the impact of tax cuts.
Congress sliced the tax rate corporations pay by about a third in 2017. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that did help the economy.
But it was almost exclusively to the highest income earners within corporations, that virtually none of it went to the massive workers at these firms.
Utah Congressman Blake Moore disputes that.
If you want to come to the Utah's first district, you can hear from companies in that district where their real wage income grew for their frontline employees.
Moore chairs the House Budget Committee, and he's pushing back against a proposal to raise taxes on corporations by a third. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
I-15's backed up coming south into Salt Lake City. A crash off to the left right around Warm Springs Road, 2300 North. It's got traffic's backing all the way up past the 215 exit, almost to the Woods Cross exit. That's the southbound delay. 201 freeway, the slowing has shifted now from Magna and West Valley over into Salt Lake, where we've got some slowing between 215 and 900 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.